From the Financial Times in London, I'm Roger Blitz, and this is FT News. Finally, the Federal Reserve and its chair, Janet Yellen, have shown the courage of their convictions and hiked rates for the first time since 2006. Is it historic, or maybe just symbolic, or perhaps all just pretty insignificant in the overall scheme of things? After all, a quarter point rise is hardly going to frighten the horses. So what has really changed? Joining me to look at the hike is Roger Hallam, the currency's chief investment officer at JP Morgan Asset Management. Roger, did you get any clues about the big question, which is it going to be 2, is it going to be 4 next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think from my personal perspective, the median dots was more hawkish than I anticipated. I expect the Fed to do between 3 and 4 next year, but I was expecting them to project something between 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they projected 4 hikes next year, I think, is interesting. I think it's supportive for the dollar. I look at where fixed income yields are priced at the front end. They're pricing nothing like 4 rate hikes next year. So if they're going to deliver broadly what their projections say they will, I think you could still see yields rise above forwards at the front end of the US yield curve.
Yes, yeah, so it was that slight, not contradiction, but a difference between the as you say, the median dots and her message of gradual.
Well, that is gradual. I mean, in terms from a historic perspective, 4 rate hikes next year would still be one of the slowest hiking cycles we have seen,
right,
from the Federal Reserve. So I don't think there was a material difference between her commentary and the dots. Of course, they are data dependent. Mm. If the economy develops as we expect, which is something like 2.25% growth next year, ongoing strength in the labour market, the unemployment rate will fall well below 5 next year, and they will to do 4 hikes next year will be the right response.
Yes. Just to be a bit more specific, but your estimate for the dollar against the big one, the euro, next year, what have you been looking at?
Yeah, I mean, we expect policy divergence between the Federal Reserve and the ECB to push euro-dollar to new lows in the first quarter of next year. I personally, I'm not convinced we'll break parity. Mm-hmm. The euro is fundamentally sound. It is a cheap currency from a long-term PPP perspective. But we do expect policy divergence to push it lower. And then into the second half of next year, I think we'll need to see how the US economy is responding to normalization from the Federal Reserve. If growth remains strong, then we'll certainly be testing parity. If actually the economy doesn't fare so well in the second half of next year, given that the Fed is now normalizing rates, you know, we may well see a euro dollar end the year higher than it starts. But I think,
right,
but we think we'll make those judgments later in the year. But for now, we see new lows in the first quarter of next year.
Okay, and you talk about the data dependency. So when we get back in January, that first week, the week beginning January 4, what do you think is going to be the market move on that? You are dollar positive. So can you envisage in that first week a kind of a delayed reaction from the Fed hike and the momentum really start in that first week? Or will it be very data dependent again?
I think actually we still potentially have a busy few days in front of us for this year. I mean,
okay.
I think we've seen a bit more of a reaction in terms of the dollar to yesterday's news today.
Today, Thursday. Yeah.
But if we were to close the markets today, I think in the early stages of next year, people have reduced some of their long dollar positionings because of the Christmas break. I suspect you're going to see people trying to rebuild those long dollar positions in the early stages of next year, looking for new lows, as I say, in things like euro dollar and new highs and things like dollar CAD, those sorts of trades.
So, was it a big deal? How historic was this event?
Well, I think it is historic. I mean, if you wind the clock back a few years ago, there were a number of people suggesting that the Fed may never get off zero, that the US may be turning into Japan. Mm. And I think what last night's events proved was that the US authorities, and indeed the UK authorities, were right to be as aggressive as they were in terms of their response to the financial crisis through significant easing of monetary policy, through the recapitalization of the banks, through the aggressive QE. And through those sort of forceful actions, we have avoided some of the mistakes of the past, and we can look forward to better economic times ahead.
So it was worth the wait. My thanks to Roger Hallam at JP Morgan Asset Management. This is an abridged version of our Hard Currency podcast, which looks at the week's events in the foreign exchange.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Market.